Monique?
I'm in Houston, and I was on my way to the station, Tom, and I'm just lost right now. So I'm at the Shell right now, checking out Houston in the early morning. So I'm talking to y'all and watching my back all at the same time. I'm looking around. You know, I'm somewhere on Fondrella somewhere. So if you don't hear from me no more, Tom, the last place I was spotted was on Fondrell.
At the Shell.
At the Shell on the corner. What I'm doing,
Corey.
I got shout out Texas Southern University last night, Tom. They told me to tell everybody how they were awesome last night.
You know I got love for Texas Southern.
Definitely, Corey,
that's not a good look for a woman this time of morning at
in a
Shell
car
station.
On Fondrell.
On Fondrell. It's not a good look.
Yeah, you got to find you another gas station to fill up. I thought I was going to be in New York this week because, you know, after the storm, I'm an entrepreneur. I was going to go out there and see could I sell a lot of mops and blow dryers.
You have them in your trunk, do you?
Yeah. I got a whole case set up. I'm going to go out there after I get through working this weekend.
And where are you this weekend?
I'm in Philadelphia. I see a lot of girls pushing strollers with pink braids in their hair, so I should be all right out here.
Yeah, I think you'll come up. You'll be all right.
Oh yeah, I'll be all right out here.
He's here for the underprivileged, uh-huh, as he said.
That's right. They need me, and I'm here for them one at a time.
All right. So, Dominique.
Yeah.
We have a story here about a Chinese man who sued his wife for being ugly and won $120,000. He said she fooled him because she got some plastic surgery before they got married, and they had a baby, and he said the baby was extremely ugly and didn't look like either one of them. That's when he found out that she had $100,000 worth of plastic surgery before they met and before they married and before they had a child. And so he took her to court, and he won $120,000 because his wife lied to him and she was too ugly.
I mean, but did you see the pictures, Tom?
No, I didn't see the picture. They got a picture of
her. Oh, they got a picture of her, Tom. That was $100 well spent in plastic surgery money. I can't understand why in D.C. she was kind of like what we call ugly. We don't even say her, we say she was ugly. I mean, but how you gonna hate ugly, Tom? Not even ugly, just ugly. You know what I mean? And I mean, he's talking about the baby was ugly, 50% of that, his DNA too. So he couldn't have been that attractive. He wasn't cute enough to bring the baby over to half court lines up. He couldn't get the baby across the line. And I don't know what he's talking about. I ain't never seen no good-looking Chinese, no way. I mean, I just haven't seen
Dominique. Dominique.
See, I had a Korean friend tell me that, Dom.
Dom.
We need that Asian vote.
Come
we need
on,
that
Dom.
Asian vote on Tuesday,
Come
Dominique.
On, Dom.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. They beautiful, Steve. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I mean, no, they are. I'm sorry. Yeah, you right, Tom. That's my bad. But it's
now, next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Okay. he should have been able to bring the girl over half court a little bit. I mean, this is a split right here. And who's going to pay the $120,000? You going to call me ugly and leave me and didn't want me to pay the money? Who's gonna pay the court judgment?
Well, let's go to our expert, Corey Holcomb. Corey,
yes.
What do you say about this case of the Chinese man who was suing who sued his woman and won $120,000 for being too ugly?
Well, if she can get whatever the money for the plastic surgery, she can come up with this lawsuit money. In which he deserves.
He deserves
every dime of it.
How?
Because that is deceptive practice to show up. You didn't went to the doctor and got your skin reprogrammed. That ain't fair. I mean, all we know is what we see now. So when that baby, them babies tell the truth. And yeah, Dominique, you can't bring everybody past the half court line. We don't know how she looked before that surgery. I think, didn't Dominique say she had a picture? I'm looking for it on the internet.
But she had a family too, Corey. He ain't never going to see the family members. He
but
had
that's
to know
on him.
That's the on only time, him, yeah.
No, the only time men go see the family members is out of obligation. We don't want to meet your family. We we just be cordial at the wedding and everything. We here for one thing. It's just don't nobody ever tell you the truth. This is what we here for. You know what we here for. Every introduction to anybody you know is an irritating moment, but we just smile through it. A lot of times we embarrassed that we chose you. It's just we got to speak. Because we don't want everybody to know we're embarrassed. We do it for our own pride.
Out of all them people she done met, somebody had to have that same family gene.
He had to have met somebody.
He had to meet somebody that looked like that before picture. Because there's no way. If he met one, a few people looked like that before picture, he knew it was a child. But you can't talk about your child like that, though. He wrong for that.
Okay, that's
no that he's wrong about.
Not his daughter. That's his baby, though. You got to, you know, whatever happened to sin, whatever happened to a face only a mother can love. Whatever happened to that?
Hey, an ugly baby is an ugly baby. When you look through that glass at the nursery when the baby is born, you know how hard you're going to have to work by how ugly that baby is.
Oh
yeah. Ugly babies got a show ID at Chuck E. Cheese. Did you know that? Ugly babies, the babysitter charge more to watch them.
Can we? I got one more story. One more story.
Okay. All right.
They're coming out with female Viagra. Ooh, it's a nasal spray meant to boost sexual arousal, it says. And it is now in clinical trials. Female Viagra, a nasal spray.
A nasal spray?
Yeah.
I mean, so we got to snort. It's all orgasm all in our mind, huh?
It usually is.
Yeah, look, right, Sid, they wanted to go straight, so we almost like we on cocaine or something like that to get an orgasm.
I think with that new nasal Viagra for the women, you're going to see how aggressive women really are, and women are going to find out how uninterested men are after we're done. This is going to be a lot of women still high off their Viagra, and the man going to be asleep. They're going to have to buy some robots or something. I don't know what to tell them.
We ain't got to be high off nothing for y'all to go to sleep. Y'all going to sleep and we sick. We ain't got to be high off nothing. What we got to do is find us a man with better blood circulation. That's what we got to look for.
Not blood circulation. It's called a I done got used to you effect. After we get used to you, you become an irritant as soon as we done.
Okay,
I think life should have taught a lot of ladies this.
And I said that's why we got to get up somebody else that could take us where we trying to go, because we don't need no nasal spray. If that's the case, we've been going through orgasm depression forever. They need to make that viral. It need to be airborne.
Some women are harder to get to that level where they reach an orgasm. So I don't know what to tell some of you ladies. The easy girls are the ones the guys keep and try to marry.
If they haven't had plastic surgery.
You can tell if they had plastic surgery if they jaw real tight. If they got them tight. That tight jaw skin. That's what I call it.
I mean, they could have made a topical cream or something like that. I mean, when you getting aroused, you won't be thinking about picking your nose. That's not what happened. They could have did something better than this.
But some women don't get aroused because they married to guys that take care of them. That's why they married them. So they need this stuff so they can start enjoying what's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, well, I guess you got a point with that.
Thank you very much.
Corey Holcomb. Dominique. Remember Civil Point Counterpoint?
Yes, on 60 Minutes, yes.
On 60 Minutes, yeah. Okay. All right, Dominique, take care of yourself out there.
Okay, I'll be in West Palm Beach Improv this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Starting tonight, West Palm, get ready for Dominique.